This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel said Wednesday it now controls a section of land that will allow it to put further pressure on Hamas militants. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman has more.
The Israeli military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor running along Gaza's border with Egypt. This is known as the Philadelphia Corridor. It runs the entire length of the border. That's about 14 kilometers or 8 miles in length. It's important because Hamas, for years, has smuggled weapons through underground tunnels from Egypt into Gaza.
That was AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman. The capture of the Philadelphia Corridor could complicate relations with Egypt, which has warned against an increase of Israeli troops in the area. The move comes as Israel is deepening its incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Meanwhile, a top Israeli official warned Wednesday that the war could stretch through the end of the year. The jury in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin a second day of deliberations Thursday after asking to rehear potentially crucial testimony about the alleged scheme at the heart of the history-making case. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump left the courtroom after the jury in his hush money trial received instructions from the judge on the case and started deliberating.
Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do. It's a very disgraceful situation.
The judge told the jury of 7 men and 5 women, you decide the truth. It's not my responsibility to judge the evidence here. It is yours.
These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged.
To convict Trump, jurors must find beyond a reasonable doubt that he falsified or caused business records to be entered falsely and did so with the intent to deceive and the intent to commit or conceal another crime. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting calls to step aside from cases before the court involving former President Trump and defendants in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol after revelations of controversial flags that flew above his homes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
In letters to lawmakers, Alito says his wife was responsible for flying an upside-down flag at their home 3 years ago and an Appeal to Heaven flag at their Jersey Beach house last year. Both flags were carried by rioters during the 2021 Capitol attack. The Supreme Court is considering 2 major cases related to the riot, and Alito says neither flag incident merits stepping aside from them. In nearly identical letters to House and Senate Democrats, Alito writes he was unaware the upside-down flag was flying at his house until it was brought to his attention. He says he asked his wife to take it down, and she refused for several days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday was the last day of campaigning in Mexico before Sunday's historic nationwide election. The 2 leading candidates for the presidency are both women, with former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum facing off against former senator and tech entrepreneur Xochitl Galvez. The last days of the national campaign have been overshadowed by violence. A mayoral candidate in the western state of Jalisco was shot multiple times by intruders in his home, while 2 of his campaign staffers were also wounded. Gunmen killed an alternate mayoral candidate in Morelos State, just south of Mexico City. About 27 candidates, mostly running for mayor or town councils, have been killed in Mexico so far this year. A volcano in southwestern Iceland is erupting again, spewing red streams of lava and triggering the evacuation of the popular Blue Lagoon geothermal spa. Here's AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
The eruption occurred in an area north of Grindavik, a coastal town of 3,800 people that was largely evacuated after a December eruption that ended centuries of dormancy. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and sees regular eruptions and is experienced at dealing with them. The Icelandic Meteorological Office said, although activity began to calm down by early evening, the eruption was estimated to be the area's most vigorous so far, with lava shooting 165 feet into the sky from a fissure that grew to 2 miles in length. Anyone still in town was ordered to leave. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Follow us at voanews.com. Also on social media, such as YouTube, Facebook, and X, formerly known as Twitter. You can also download our app at VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.